The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's jump right on in with this one from Family Circle. Now in paperback, which I hope also means available in an audio form for you, Good Reads, cheaper than hardcover. First, a family saga called Saints for All Occasions. This by J. Courtney Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N. Two Irish sisters don't speak for years but reconnect when one son dies. From there, the novel shifts back to 1957 when the girls were in Boston making choices that changed their lives. Next, this is about modern love. It's called Standard Deviation by Catherine Heiney, H-E-I-N-Y. Venture capitalist Graham has a kooky second wife who inexplicably decides to befriend his coolly elegant first spouse. You'll love everyone in this funny, thoughtful novel. And the last one, Life Lessons. The book is called Chemistry by Weike Wang. I'm going to spell the first name and the last name. First name, W-E-I-K-E, and last name, Wang, W-A-N-G. The narrator is a Chinese immigrant scientist, raised to be silent about her needs. When her boyfriend proposes, she panics, has a breakdown, and then, often amusingly, evolves. Next, from Good Housekeeping, ask the Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab. They share their best tips and favorite tricks to conquer your toughest messes and trouble spots. Question: what's the best way to sanitize a sponge? Answer: we tested several popular methods to see which did best, killing three common types of kitchen bacteria, E. coli, Salmonella, and Pseudomonas. No surprise, a 5-minute soak in a mix of 3 tablespoons bleach and 1 quart of water was the winner. It killed 99.9% of all 3 kinds of bacteria in both plain cellulose sponges and scrub sponges. Microwaving a wet sponge for 2 minutes and a dishwasher cycle with the heated dry option were the next most effective, but the microwave fell short of zapping all the E. coli, and the dishwasher missed the mark for Salmonella and E. coli. Sanitize sponges at least weekly. Toss when they start to fall apart. Question: are you team top loader or team front loader? Answer: when it comes to cleaning, our tests show that it's not about top versus front. Both can clean great. New machines, we're talking about washing machines, without center agitators, do the best job, thanks to features like steam and sanitizing cycles, as well as heaters that boost water temperature for better whitening and stain removal. So the style you choose comes down to personal preference. Front loaders need to keep water that gets trapped inside from causing odor and mildew. Traditional style top loaders with agitators are cheaper but usually have smaller tubs, use more water, and often don't clean as well. Question: can I wash my gardening gloves? Yes. Many types, like ones made of 100% cotton or coated with rubbery nitrile for durability, can be machine washed. Let any mud on them dry, then brush off the loose dirt before cleaning. I recommend a spritz of pre-wash spray to help remove set-in stains. Leather gardening gloves should be hand-washed in cold water and mild detergent. Just put them on and wash your hands in the suds, then rinse and blot well. It's best to reshape and air-dry gloves so they won't shrink or get damaged. From Southern Living, the Picture of Health column. First, house call. Dermatologist Julie C. Harper, MD, reveals the truth behind the sun and your skin. Myth: sun exposure is the best way to get vitamin D. The only part of the UV light spectrum that helps provide vitamin D is UVB rays, which can cause sunburn. But most of the light we're exposed to in the South, especially in fall and winter, is UVA, which makes you tan, says Dr. Harper. Get vitamin D through your diet or a supplement instead. Myth: all sunscreens are created equal. Broad spectrum products are the best because they will protect against UVA and UVB rays, she said. Stick to ones with high SPFs that are labeled water resistant and be generous. You should use 6 teaspoons or a shot glass sized amount whenever you apply. Myth, the sun is the same regardless of the time of day. Try to avoid the peak hours of sunlight, which are between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., Dr. Harper says. If you're staying on the beach all day, she advises wearing a long-sleeve rash guard or sitting under an umbrella. It's a reasonable goal to never have another sunburn, she says. The 411 turned back the clock with antioxidants like vitamins C and E, which work to counteract free radicals that can damage skin cells. Start using antioxidant-rich serums to help reduce the signs of aging. And they've got a couple of dermatologist-approved picks for you. For your lips, Elta MD UV Lip Balm, Broad Spectrum SPF 31, $10, available at dermstore.com. And for your body, Neutrogena Hydro Boost Water Gel Lotion, SPF 50, available for $12 at Target.com. From Real Simple, feel prepared for any emergency. From what to store in your go bag to which apps can get you out of a sticky spot, this info will ready you for life's unexpected and, fingers crossed, rare disasters. Where to begin? Know your risks. Research which natural disasters are likely to occur in your region, such as flooding, hurricanes, or earthquakes, and check with your insurance company to find out what kind of coverage is recommended for your area. Next, sign up for alerts. Your local emergency management organization, news station, and municipal departments may provide text alerts or push notifications to keep you updated. Gather important information. Create a list of core family members, phone numbers, birth dates, social security numbers, and medical needs in case your mobile device fails. Note your household members' frequent locations such as work, daycare, school, and their addresses, phone numbers, and evacuation routes. Talk to your neighbors. Reach out to the people around you or use a social network such as Nextdoor to see if anyone will need an extra hand in an emergency, such as elderly neighbors or those with special needs or small children. Determine who will check on them during a disaster. If you live in an apartment building, ask your landlord or neighbors about plans to keep one another informed and safe if there's a fire, power outage, or gas leak. How to make your plan? Write it down. Once you've done your research, compile a document. Include contact information for everyone in your household, at least 4 neighbors, 1 out-of-town person. If local phone lines are congested, it may be easier to reach someone outside the area, and emergency service providers. Establish 4 meeting places, an indoor spot like a windowless room if you live in an area with tornadoes or high wind storms, a neighborhood location such as a big tree in case of a fire, a community center in case you can't get back home, and an out-of-town place like a friend's home in case you have to evacuate the area. Safeguard it. Store a hard copy of your plan in a central location in your home, like in a kitchen drawer or on your fridge. Everyone in your home should keep a copy in their everyday bag, as well as a small contact card in their wallet, because a cell phone won't always be reliable during an emergency. Digitize your plan, such as other legal documents, such as insurance and medical records. Store them on a cloud service like Google Docs in case hard copies get lost. Email your friends, your plan to a few close members, family members and friends, an out-of-state family member, and anyone else who would want to locate you. Then practice it. Review your plan once a year and update it whenever information changes. Do a test run. Ensure small children know how to call 911. Have every family member text your out-of-town contact and discuss what info to send via text and how to say it concisely in a time crunch. You can reach people more quickly via text because it doesn't clog up critical bandwidths like a call does. What to store? The containers. Purchase a customizable kit like the earthquake bag from $40 at earthquakebag.com or build your own using a durable backpack or duffel bag with wheels. Store food separately in a large clear plastic container. Keep it in a cool, dry spot near an exit in your home for easy access. Food and water. Set aside at least 3 days' worth of non-perishable food and water for the people in your household, and 5 days' worth for your pet. Crackers, dried fruit, and powdered milk should be replaced every 6 months. Replace canned meat and fruit and ready-to-eat cereals within a year. Items like dry pasta and white rice can be kept virtually indefinitely. Store commercially bottled water, 1 gallon per person per day, in the original sealed containers. If you're ever unsure about the quality of tap water, bringing it to a boil for 1 minute will kill most microorganisms. Before boiling, let particles settle to the bottom, then strain the water through layers of paper towels or a coffee filter. Health items. Stash medical supplies like spare eyeglasses, contact lenses, copies of prescriptions so you can get more at the pharmacy, and extra bottles of medicine in your bag. Then have your kids' favorite board games, stuffed animals, and blankets on hand, as well as your pet's go-to toy and crate and an old phone loaded with games or movies. A crank-operated radio, a solar-powered flashlight, electronics chargers, and a jump starter for your car are essential. Store some cash in your bag as well, and download an app like Venmo to transfer money quickly. Some helpful apps. Experts suggest downloading these now so you can get info on the fly later. Some of them offer documents you can save on your phone ahead of time in case self-service isn't available when you need it. American Red Cross handle the most common medical emergencies with their virtual first aid kit. FEMA, locate open shelters nearby, save a list of meetup spots, and receive weather alerts. Waze, that's W-A-Z-E, navigate the fastest travel route in the event of an evacuation. Gas Buddy scouts out the closest gas station when you're in a rush. The ASPCA, store your pet's medical records digitally in case you need to put them in an emergency shelter. And last, WhatsApp, message groups of people with a variety of mobile devices. From Real Simple, how do you simplify your cooking routine? And their readers have written in with some of their tips. First, I do the shopping and the prep, and my spouse executes the meal. That was Caitlin Zinzer of Oak Park, Illinois. I live by the words, it's never too early to start prepping dinner. Whenever I have a few minutes during the day or on the weekend, I do something for dinner ahead of time, whether it's chopping an onion, throwing together a quick salad, or making pasta or quinoa. That was Emily Smith of Greenville, South Carolina. I use what I have in the kitchen and create meals that are loosely based on a recipe or no recipe at all. That was Paula Sheldon. Make sure the tools, pots, and food items you use the most are the most accessible items on every surface and in every cabinet and drawer. While you're at it, put everything you haven't used in a year up high. That was Leora Seltzer of New York City. Keep your staple ingredients on hand at all times. Fresh herbs, good olive oil, lemon, parmesan, capers, whatever. If this pantry is stocked with versatile and quality ingredients, you are guaranteed a good meal every night of the week. That was Tig Filson, Cumberland, Maine. I order groceries online and pick them up at my local store, Nancy Harris of Mansfield, Texas. While I'm cooking, I keep a garbage bowl on the counter for veggie scraps, wrappers, eggshells, etc., to cut down on trips to the trash can. I put everything in something that's already dirty, like an empty spinach container or gently used Tupperware, so I'm not adding to the dirty dish pile. That was Ariana Lake of Steventown, New York. Rotisserie chicken. I take it home and repackage it. It's ready when I need it to make quiche, chicken soup, chicken salad, you name it. It saves so much time and is easy and economical. That was Amy Tooley of Dayton, Ohio. I have my two teenagers each cook one night a week. They have to include a vegetable and dinner can't be takeout. During the school year, it's typically some variation of pasta or tacos, but it doesn't matter. I get to come home to a fully cooked meal. And that was Janet Kinnard at Atlanta, Georgia. Meal Delivery Services. It's the new date night. Catherine Mooney of Sedona, Arizona. I always fill the sink with hot soapy water for cleaning as I go. I can wash and reuse utensils, and when I'm done, the kitchen doesn't have to be clean. Helen Boslaw of Woodland, California. While prepping meals, we chop extra onions, garlic, or tomatoes and store them in small lidded containers. For the next few days, we can use them for omelets and garnishes without having to prep again. That was Tina Hom Chen of Redding, Connecticut. I've accepted that I'm in a season of life when I need to spend a little bit more money to buy the pre-chopped produce. My prep work is minimal, and I can spend time with my son and husband instead. Kristen Jones of Turner, Montana. I've learned to turn leftovers into something completely different. Meatloaf becomes taco meat. Chili becomes tamale pie. The trick is to add fresh elements and stay within the same flavor family. Mary P. Lenz of Bozeman, Montana. Whoever gets off work first has to cook dinner. The kids clean up afterward. This works well for our family because my husband and I work various shifts throughout the week. That was Brandy Biswell of Paliup, Washington. And last, my daughter has been helping in the kitchen since before she could walk. Cooking with her allows me to turn a chore into fun time together. I'm not frazzled about getting dinner on the table so we can spend time together. We already are together. That was Katie Maltese of Littleton, Colorado. The short list, 5 books that won't disappoint, from Real Simple. This is, first one is a dystopian love story. In Thea Lim's An Ocean of Minutes, it's 1981 and thousands are dying from a pandemic. A time travel company starts recruiting people to work as bonded laborers in the future in exchange for care for sick loved ones in the present. Polly signs on to help her soulmate Frank, and they make a plan to meet in 1993. But Polly is rerouted to 1998 and must find him. Lim's inventive novel deftly explores time, class, and migration. And that last name was Lim, L-I-M. Next, a road trip tale. When newly widowed Pival hears her son Rahi, cast out of the family for being gay, has died, she refuses to believe it. Hoping to locate him, she books a tour of the U.S. with an Indian-owned, or so she thinks, company. Pival sets out with struggling actress Rebecca and first-time guide Satya, a Bangladeshi immigrant, on a cross-country trip that will change them all. Leah Franqui, that's the author, F-R-A-N-Q-U-I, the novel America for Beginners, is a heartfelt novel about forgiveness and acceptance. Next, a beach read by Miriam Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R, the book The Shortest Way Home. We meet Hannah, a soon-to-be California business school graduate with a lucrative job offer in New York. When she and her boyfriend Ethan take a trip to Sonoma, she finds herself questioning where her life is going and abruptly accepts a job at a failing winery. Parker's bingeable novel is perfect for those who've ever fantasized about their own path not taken. Next, a medical history. Though the medical community now accepts the use of incubators for treating premature infants, it wasn't always this way. In the strange case of Dr. Coney, journalist Dawn Raffel explores the career of Martin Coney, a so-called doctor who saved thousands of preemies through his baby incubator sideshow at Coney Island in the first half of the 20th century. With fantastic detail, Raffel brings to life this complicated pioneer. And the last name of the author, Raffel, R-A-F-F-E-L, The Strange Case of Dr. Coney is the book. And last, one great for a book club, Clock Dance is the book. The new novel from Pulitzer Prize winner Anne Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R, follows Willa Drake during 1957, 1977, 1997, and 2017. She moves through life unsatisfied with her stormy mother, her headstrong husband, yet resigned to her milquetoast ways. But a call from a stranger will challenge Willa to put herself first. Anyone who struggled to find her place in the world will cheer for Willa and adore Tyler's effortless, as usual, prose. Moving on to a couple of recipes. First from Good Housekeeping, we've got Chunky Buffalo Blue Dip. Active and total time, 10 minutes. You need 1 cup sour cream, 1 cup plain yogurt, 3 tablespoons buffalo-style hot sauce, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, kosher salt and pepper, 2 ounces blue cheese crumbled, plus more for serving, 2 scallions thinly sliced, plus more for serving, 8 mini seedless cucumbers for serving. In a bowl, whisk together the sour cream, yogurt, hot sauce, lemon juice, and a quarter teaspoon each salt and pepper. Stir in the blue cheese and scallions. Sprinkle with more blue cheese and scallions to serve if desired. It makes 2 1/3 cups. Have the cucumbers lengthwise and use melon baller to hollow them out and serve them with the dip. Next, roast beef baguette. Active time 10 minutes, total time 25. You need 1/2 cup red wine vinegar, 1/2 of a small red onion, thinly sliced, 6 tablespoons unsalted butter at room temperature, 3 tablespoons prepared horseradish, drained, 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 1 large baguette cut horizontally in half, 12 ounces thinly sliced deli roast beef, 2 cups Upland cress or watercress. In a small bowl, pour the vinegar over the onion and let stand 15 minutes, stirring once or twice. Meanwhile, in another bowl, combine butter, horseradish, and mustard. Spread the butter mixture onto the bottom half of a baguette. Layer roast beef and cress on the bottom, then top with pickled onions. Sandwich with remaining bread cut into 6 pieces. From Family Circle, start snacking right. Eat more veggies, eat more protein. Thanks to these satisfying stuffed no-cook bites, it's done and done. First, everything deviled eggs. This makes 16 servings, prep times 15 minutes, and can be made up to 3 days in advance. Add the seasoning mixture just before serving. Mix 2 tablespoons toasted sesame seeds and 1 tablespoon each poppy seeds, dried minced garlic, and dried minced onion, with 1 teaspoon coarsely ground sea salt in a small bowl. Peel and halve 8 hard-boiled eggs. Mash yolks in a bowl with 1/4 cup mayo, 2 teaspoons water, 1 teaspoon yellow mustard, and 1/8 teaspoon each salt and pepper until smooth, or combine ingredients in a mini chopper and whirl until smooth. Return yolk mixture to centers of egg whites and sprinkle with 1 teaspoon of the everything seasoning mixture. Greek cherry tomatoes. This makes 30 servings, prep time 25 minutes. This will keep for up to 2 days filled or 4 days unfilled. Slice 15 large heirloom cherry tomatoes in half and scoop out the seeds. Turn upside down onto paper towels and drain for 5 minutes. Meanwhile, in a small bowl, toss 1/4 cup finely crumbled feta cheese, 1 tablespoon finely chopped fresh parsley, and 1 teaspoon fresh lemon zest. Drain and rinse 1 can, 15 ounces, of cannellini beans. Add to a food processor along with 1 tablespoon each olive oil and fresh lemon juice, 2 teaspoons jarred minced roasted garlic, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and freshly ground black pepper. Puree until smooth. Divide 3/4 cup bean spread among the tomatoes. You'll have some left over. Then sprinkle the feta mixture on top. Keep refrigerated. And the last of the little snacks, salmon cucumber bites. This makes 20 pieces, prep time's 20 minutes, and assembly time is 20 minutes. The filled bites will keep up to 2 days in the fridge. If you're in a rush, just chop the salmon and mix with 1/2 cup of whipped cream cheese and 2 teaspoons chopped chives. I guess that'll make sense when we get down here. Cut 1 1/2 seedless cucumbers into 3/4 inch rounds. You'll need 20 of them. Scoop out the centers. The opening should be about 1 inch across and 1/2 inch deep. Separate 4 ounces smoked salmon slices and place on a cutting board. Spread a very thin layer of whipped cream cheese on each slice and roll up tightly. Slice into 1/2 inch pinwheels, then fit 1 into each piece of cucumber, flattening slightly. Sprinkle with snipped fresh chives. From Real Simple, an easy dinner, cantaloupe salad with sliced feta. Active time 20 minutes, total time also 20. Serves 4. You need one small shallot, finely chopped, 5 tablespoons champagne or white wine vinegar, 1 3-pound cantaloupe, peeled, seeded, and sliced, 1 English cucumber, sliced, 6 ounces feta cheese, thinly sliced, about 1.5 cups, 1/2 a loaf of ciabatta bread, sliced, 7 tablespoons olive oil, divided, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, divided, 1/2 cup loosely packed fresh basil leaves, 1/2 cup roughly chopped toasted almonds, and 1/8 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. Stir shallot and vinegar in a small bowl and let stand 10 minutes. Meanwhile, arrange cantaloupe and cucumber on a large platter and top with feta. Set aside. Heat a grill pan over high. Brush both sides of ciabatta slices with 3 tablespoons oil. Grill until charred on both sides, 1 to 2 minutes per side. Whisk 1 teaspoon salt and remaining 4 tablespoons oil into shallot vinegar mixture. Drizzle over the salad. Top with basil, almonds, pepper, and remaining 1/2 teaspoon salt. Serve with the grilled ciabatta on the side. Here's a salsa that you can make yourself. It's better than store-bought, and we'll prove it. Active and total time, 15 minutes. Serves 8. You need 1 pound plum tomatoes, cored and chopped, or about 2 cups. 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, 1/4 cup finely chopped red onion, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh cilantro leaves, 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice, 1 small clove garlic, finely chopped, 1/8 of a teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1/2 to 1 jalapeno, depending on desired heat level, seeded and freshly chopped. Finely chopped. Place tomatoes in a large bowl and stir in the salt. Let stand at room temperature until tomatoes release their juices at least 10 minutes and up to 30. Then add the onion, cilantro, lime juice, garlic, pepper, and jalapeno, and stir to combine. Next, from Real Simple. Road test. Hot dogs. We ate a whole lot of hot dogs, more than 60 kinds, in fact, to find the best for your grilling needs. These were the clear wieners. And then in parentheses, sorry. That was a bad pun. Best bun length would be ballpark bun-sized Angus beef franks. This classic all-American hot dog will star at any backyard barbecue. The crackly skin gives way to a juicy, beefy center, transporting you to a sunny day at the ballpark. It fits snugly into its bun, so every bite boasts the perfect bread-to-hot dog ratio. They're $5.50 for 14 ounces at grocery stores. Next, the best turkey dog, Oscar Mayer Natural Turkey Franks. These brand-new, uncured turkey dogs, no added nitrates or nitrites, gave the beefy competitors a run for their money. $3.40 for 16 ounces at grocery stores. The best veggie dog, Yves Jumbo Veggie Dogs, 60% larger than the brand's original dog. This vegan variety is supremely satisfying for vegetarians and meat eaters alike. Its flavor is surprisingly authentic. $4.50 for 13.4 ounces at grocery stores. And best pork and beef, Coleman Natural Pork and Beef Uncured Hot Dogs, deliciously plump with a quintessential hot dog flavor. $5 for 12 at grocery stores. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call.